Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is a comedian, an actor, writer, and cabaret singer. Chicago, get ready for Bridget Everett.
Say what you want, babe, when you look at me. Say what you need, babe, I'm on my knees. Say what you want, babe, when you look at me. Do what you need, babe, when you look at me. I can't reach your mind, no, baby, ain't got no crystal ball. But if you get on your knees and you say it to the Lord, I'm gonna give you what you need. Won't you come, babe? Won't you come to me? Won't you come?
Bridget Everett is on fire right now, whether it be through her continuing work on television with shows like Inside Amy Schumer and the Netflix show Little Evil, and in the clubs where she's been performing cabaret for years, and for her dramatic star turn as Barb in the new film Patty Cakes, which she got great reviews for. The hilariously raunchy comedian is coming to the Park West on Thursday night, and it's my pleasure to welcome Bridget Everett to the show tonight. Bridget, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for having me. What a wonderful intro. I feel like such a star. Thank you.
You are. Let's start with the show. I'm bringing the show to the Park West. Can we expect the same cabaret show that you've been doing for years, or is this a little bit more of a 2017 version of Bridget Everett?
No, I mean, that's my roots, you know, the getting out and making friends with people. And I love to sing the hits, and Chicago's one of my very favorite places to perform, so... Yeah, I'm bringing my friend Murray Hill, and we're just going to blow the roof off the place, hopefully.
When I think about your roots and being a cabaret singer, you're obviously just so funny. What comes first? Does the comedy come first? Does the music come first? Talk about where's the love or the passion first, the comedy or the music?
It's definitely singing. Like, I consider myself a singer above and beyond anything else. Like, the funny stuff sort of is just a reason, like a framework to get to sing, you know, because when I was little, I wanted to grow up and be like somewhere like a cross between like Debbie Harry and Barry Manilow and Freddie Mercury, but with also like Lucille Ball. I don't know. So I stumbled into cabaret and yeah, I just love singing so much. It's like, you know, sounds corny, but it's like the love of my life, other than my little dog Poppy. Yes, Poppy.
There's so much made of the cabaret scene in New York City and the Lower East Side and playing at Joe's. Talk about that, how that's helped you as a comedian, but also as a performer to make the crossover into television and to movies.
Yeah, I think like the performers in New York that I've grown up around or, you know, grown up in New York around are so just limitless and will literally do things that I was like, oh my God, I didn't know that was legal. And it's probably not, but it was, it really challenged me to sort of, you know, push the envelope for myself and like explore and like, you know, really test the limits of what I wanted to do. And I've always been kind of like a wild child with a, you know, blue streak and kind of hypersexual. So cabaret was like a natural fit. It just took me a while to find it.
When starting off, especially with a routine where it is pretty hypersexual and some of the great stuff that I've even today looking at, it's really funny stuff, was that tough to grow into? Was that something that you're reticent at first, or did you just go right to it and say, this is who I am and this is how I'm going to do it?
No, that was like the easy stuff. What was hard was trying to figure out like the balance, because, you know, you can't just come out and like motorboat people for an hour and 10 minutes. You know, you have to find of different things to do and to talk about. And yeah, I just feel like cabaret offers you the opportunity to, you know, not just stand up there in a hoodie and tell some jokes. You're really testing the limits of yourself. And for me, like, while it's very sexual, it's not meant to be like a sexy thing. Really, it's meant to be like an empowering night that makes people feel great about themselves and like they're at a really fun party and there's, you know, they're stuck at last call with somebody they never thought they'd meet and they're having the time of their life.
Well, you're right about the hoodie part with the music and the staging and the costumes. It's all a complete performance. It's not just about you and the microphone. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's a full cabaret for me is a full contact sport. You know, I definitely see people in the audience who are like, oh, please don't touch me. I'm like, I stay away from them. You know, I respect people's limits, but I really want people to walk out of the room feeling as alive as I do. And when I come off stage, I'm so sweaty and so tired and just exhausted. But it's like, we have this hour together. Let's make the most of it. And let's really just, everybody just leave whatever is behind and let's have fun. And it's never the same show every night. And that's why I love doing it so much. And I mean, TV and film is really cool and it's a nice paycheck, you know, but the love of my life is being in the room with the people and just like making happen whatever happens.
Bridget Everett's my guest. She's going to be at the Park West on Thursday night here in Chicago. Bridget, you've had a tremendous career, especially this year. Of course, you've had years on stage, but you've made a transition to television and to film. How is that transition for you? Because as you just said, you put it all out on the stage, you know, sort of sweaty. When you come off stage, you're done. You spend it all. You put it all out there. What's the difference? Talk about that transition from that kind of performance to getting in front of cameras and maybe a closed set without audience and having to perform to the people that are in the room.
Yeah, it's harder because, you know, on a stage, it's like you're on a great first date, you know, and you're just sort of like vibing with whoever's in the audience, like, and what's happening. And like, there's so many specific moments that come up, but you know, like when it's like a TV or film, it's like action. Nobody can laugh even if they want to, cause you know, it'll mess up the sound and, and the performances are much smaller. So it's just a different set of muscles. And when I was doing Patty Cakes, I almost didn't do it. Cause I was, you know, it's a dramatic role. And I was like, I've never done anything like this before. Like, why would I do something that would rattle my confidence so much? And then, you know, they talked me into doing it, and I'm so happy that they did because, you know, you never know. Sometimes you need somebody to push you off the cliff so you can learn how to fly, kind of thing.
Yeah. Playing Barb in Patty Cakes, the mom, really was a dramatic turn. Where did you draw from for that role? Because there's this really complex character, and that's what really makes the film work in my eyes, because you have this ability that you talk about. You're mean to her, your daughter, but at the same time, you're lonely and depressed, and you're trying to play out your own dreams. Where does that come from when you're performing that kind of role? What do you draw from?
Well, you know, I waited tables for 25 years, so I definitely understand feeling trapped and like resentful, you know, when your dreams aren't coming true. And I feel like, you know, my mom was a single mother and she drank too much. So I think it was kind of a combination between Bridget in real life and my mom in real life. And, you know, Danielle, who plays Patty Cakes, is just somebody that I like immediately fell in love with. And I think she, you know, makes the film work because she's so open and lovable, and I definitely loved her. But tapping into like the bitch inside was not beyond my reach, you know, just based on some pain that I've been experiencing over, you know, the last 2.5 decades.
It's such a real performance when you're in that space and you're on scene and on set and you're doing the scene. It's got to be, as a comedian, I just think about it, I'm like, it's got to be tough to not go for the joke. I mean, obviously you have lines and things like that, but the way you perform the role, there it could become off comical, and it doesn't because you stay strict to the idea that this is who Barb is.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the writer-director, Jeremy Jasper, it was his first film, and we worked together at the Sundance Labs, and you know, saw Robert Redford running around in his little cutoff jeans, which I thought was going to be like sort of the highlight. But it turns out making this, working on this movie was the highlight. And yeah, he just sort of taught me how to trust somebody else. Because when I'm doing the cabaret shows, you know, I'm running things. I write them. I decide the set list. I decide how the night's going to go. And you know, putting your trust in somebody else is for me difficult. But you know, it was just made me so happy that I did it because I have a pilot coming for Amazon called Love You More that I wrote with Bobcat Goldthwait and Michael Patrick King. And it's sort of a combination of like the wild stage Bridget and, you know, like the Bridget that you see in Barb, you know, so it's it was a really great exercise in how to explore different colors in myself, you know, and I try to do that on stage specifically like at Joe's Pub when I have the band with me, but you know, when I'm on the road, it's just like the hits, money notes, and boobs. Can I say boobs on
your
show?
You can. You just did. It's great. I guess that was my follow-up question to that was just the idea of how have you grown from doing Patty Cakes, from even the work that you do with Little Evil. You are finding a way to have a career on screen that is way different than the career that you had on stage and continue to challenge yourself. How have you grown from those experiences, and how are we going to see Bridget Everett in the next iteration?
It's crazy because, like, my stage persona is just such a beast, you know, so wild and so sort of larger than life. And I love that. You know, that's so exciting for me. But taking a chance and trying these other things is something that I've done very reluctantly. And Adam Scott, I did this movie called Fun Mom Dinner with that he produced over the summer last year. And he's like, I have this other movie. I think you're really right for it. And it was Little Evil. And I almost didn't audition for it because I was like, I don't think I can do this. And, you know, he just really helped me through the process. And I'm constantly, I'm not afraid to ask questions when I'm working on a TV or film thing. And, you know, I'm nervous at first, but I think people have a lot of patience because they trust that I'll get there. And I'm really lucky that way.
When you come to town and you play shows like you are in Chicago at the Park West on Thursday, talk about what your routine's like. I just have this thought in my head of you just taking this town over, coming into town and just being a whirlwind everywhere you go, just based on what we see your persona on stage. But it's probably much different in the way that you prepare to get on stage, and when you're done, you're done.
Oh yeah, I shore up all the energy. Murray Hill is coming with me, who's first of all an incredible performer, gave me my first gig in New York, and you know, is like a New York legend, and he came with me last year and we had the best time. And basically, it's just like, it's like I'm shoring up all my energy before the show. I'm literally doing stretches and vocal exercises, and you know, I have a couple glasses of wine to sort of knock the fear out of my head, and then I take the stage. And then afterwards, we try to find a nice restaurant and have just a quiet dinner and talk about the show, because it's really like, we're, you know, Murray's catchphrase is showbiz, and we really enjoy the showbiz of it, and just recounting the night and the different kinds of people you meet. And, you know, the thing about Chicago that's so special and so unique is that people are just, they jump in feet first. You know what I mean? It's a really exciting, electric place to perform. And it's like one of those places when you hit the stage and it doesn't matter how tired you are, what you feel like, you just, you know, Dr. Footlights kick in and you just so alive. It's so exciting. And I mean, I'm sure you hear that all the time about Chicago, but it really is true.
Yeah. Bridget Everett, comedian, actor, writer, cabaret singer. She's going to be at the Park West on Thursday night. Bridget, a pleasure to talk with you, and have a great show.
Hey, thanks so much.